Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. You know, we're watching all this, and all you got to do is follow the money. Money talks, connect the dots. Even the greenies want to see the green. We've been watching this political arena, and oh boy, all the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances. And one man in his time plays many parts. His acts being seven stages. Well, Congress, they've become the main stage here of late. And I'd seriously like to see a few of them exit stage right or stage left. Or just plain leave. As we listen and watch, and I have very little time to do that, it doesn't take a genius to figure out all you have to do is follow the money. And the want for power. While Pelosi doesn't seem to know who's president, Maxine Waters is geographically challenged. I can kind of relate to that a little bit. Saying Russia is advancing Korea instead of Crimea. Follow the money. The swamp creatures are scared and they're fighting for their very lives and their pocketbooks. But Trump's administration, they keep saying that they vow to put America and Americans first. Today we have Melody Cederstrom with us of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. We're going to talk a little bit about the economy and the things that are happening. Melody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much.
Have you watched very much of these hearings? You're probably like me. You don't watch it.
I didn't have a chance. I was able to listen to, you know, the last 15 minutes of it yesterday, so that's about all.
Yeah, they're usually done by the time I get home, and I sit and watch the news all evening long then, and I see, little excerpts on the shows, Lou Dobbs and Hannity and all that. I see little excerpts, but I don't really see the big picture of what's going on in there. And it gets pretty nasty. They've been pretty vicious. But I don't know. I still think you got to follow the money. And that's then you can see what the decisions are that they're trying to manipulate and make.
That's politics as usual,
a little uglier than usual, maybe.
Well, I think politics has always been ugly. It's just what we've been able to see into and what they were allowing us to see into.
Oh,
but we'll just have to wait and see. I mean, half of the country believes he doesn't have the right to issue the ban. The other half thinks that he should. So. We'll just have to see what the courts. It could very well go to the Supreme Court. I really don't have a judgment on it yet. I know listening to the few minutes that I did, the attorney for Trump
was not prepared.
I was not impressed with him.
He was not prepared. He was just flat
no.
out. I could see the words "you're fired" coming out pretty quick because he was not prepared.
I was not impressed at all.
If Trump's watching this guy, and then they were talking about had Sessions been already confirmed and what would happen if he was the one sitting there, it would have been a whole different story. They're not fighting it the right way because the question is, and we'll move on from this, but the question isn't the legalities of any one particular group, but does the president have the authority to do what he did? And history shows that he does. Barack Obama did it. Jimmy Carter did it.
What I don't understand is who's advising Trump? I mean, come on. I mean, just like what you said, well, why wouldn't they waited until Sessions was confirmed? Then they should have done this because then they would have had a fighter instead of. And so it's just like it was issued to fail. And so, with that, so it's like it doesn't make sense. Could I do any better? I don't know. I'm being an armchair politician here, but it doesn't make sense.
Well, we don't know what information they had on the backside of that to do it right then or if there was anything in particular. I really liked what Kelly said. I thought he came out and did a real good job, and he took it. I mean, he took the blame. He said, I should have waited. And I think they should have waited the weekend anyway, you know, but a lot of traveling happens on the weekend. Maybe they thought they would catch whatever or whoever. And it was only, it was really, they made a mountain out of the molehill because not that much got interrupted. You saw the pictures, and they made a big deal out of it, but most of the crowd there were the protesters and the lawyers that were standing there, the ambulance chasers, and, you know, they said there was like only 129 people that were really affected by it, and, so in the big scheme of things, that's not very many unless you are one of those 129 or somebody waiting for them.
And you're absolutely correct. In the scheme of things, it's not that big of a deal. But that shouldn't, I mean, you would still think that people of experience to some degree, and they would, but anyway, hopefully, you know, probably there'll be some changes to it and so forth. The thing of it is, it's only valid for 90 days, right?
That was only 120, I think, to begin with, and now we're down to 90 days. You know, I have somebody sent me a video, and I have another one that has the presidents, Clinton and Barack Obama, and I think even Bush is on it, but it was definitely those two. And they were going after it just like Trump is. They were going to take care of the borders. They were going to bring in, you know, they were going to stop this flow, influx, and they were going to crack down on the vetting and da-da-da-da-da. It was just what Donald Trump has been saying. But today I received a video. I guess I really got it yesterday, but I looked at it today. And it's Schumer back in 2012 going off on, we need to do more vetting. We need to do this. We need to do that. And then they've got him crying, you know, because he's so upset about it. It's like, these people, do they not know that everything's videotaped these days?
Oh, they know.
It's just crazy.
Oh, they know.
They just don't care.
Well, they use it also, so they know. But
it's craziness. Well, go ahead.
It is crazy.
It is, but you know, you have to just kind of laugh at them. But it is very serious because I think they're putting national security in jeopardy. I have a Gallup here that says the economic confidence index hit its new high as Trump took office. You know, it just keeps going up and up. And I had a thing come through today from Fox Business, and they got all these arrows pointing up on gold, the gold miners it has down there. But it's things are economically, people seem to be encouraged. I don't know how long that's going to last, but they seem to be encouraged. What are you seeing?
Well, I mean, I think the optimism in this country has floated over to the consumer reports that, you know, the consumer out there is feeling good. You know, you have stock markets, you know, hitting all record highs and so forth. So, you know, there was a, you know, Trump was in his honeymoon. We've certainly have seen, but with this administration, and as I said prior to the, you know, enduring after the nomination, we're going to see a lot of volatility in this country. From the economy, from everything that Mr. Trump wants to do, it's going to create what we're seeing now with this ban. And everything's going to be going to court. Everything's going to be tried to be stopped. And that's, you know, really not good for the stock market, but it's very good for gold. Gold climbed to its highest in almost 3 months. A lot of those investors, though, are purchasing it through the ETFs. And that is up for the fifth straight day, and it's the longest buying spree since June.
Hmm.
I hear the music, so
yeah,
we can talk a little
we'll
more
talk about
that
when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is the sponsor of the show, one of the sponsors of the show. We're going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410 if you have any questions for Melody, within reason. 877-895-5410, and Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of today's show, and we have Dennis from Illinois that wants to thank you for that. Melody, Dennis?
How nice.
Hi, Melody. Hi, Beth Ann. So appreciative of all of your good thoughts and advice for people. I think as Melody is expressing that the market are volatile. Personally, I'm calling because I have never seen so much rancor in America for someone who wants to make America great, and I support him. Can somebody tell me what's going on?
Well, they don't. What's going on? This is Beth's opinion. Melody, I'll let you chime in here,
all
too.
All right.
What's going on is exactly what I said was the reason they hated Trump at the get-go, was he was talking about fixing the immigration crisis and he was talking about fixing the bad trades. Those two things work together, whether they're illegal immigrants or legal, because they wanted to increase the visas by 500%. Whether it's that or whether it's the trade, they work together. And the D.C. occupiers, as I call them, occupying offices and cutting deals, that puts money in their pockets. It benefits the foreign countries that are getting the better end of the deal. And therefore, they don't want him to fix it. And so there's a hate for that and a total disrespect because he ain't one of them. And I'm going to let Melody give her opinion.
Well, it is. It's a change of status quo. And they don't like to be changed. Some of them are being exposed to what they've done. And You know, I support the president. I like seeing the changes. I think he's going to learn from this ban and how it was released. It's not going to happen again for anything else. For other executive orders that he signed, you might not have the same error of releasing it too early, so, you know, the other side can blow holes through it. You know, it might still be challenged and everything, but, I don't think you'll see this again, but they will try. It's just change of status quo. Follow the money.
Absolutely.
And that's the bottom line. You follow the money.
They don't like what he stands for. And you know, a lot of them, these protesters and some of this that's going down, and the radical, let's put it that way, the radical Democrats that are standing on socialism, they don't like America. They don't like it to be a free republic. They don't want to see any, they don't like capitalism. They don't like any of it. But they like making money up there in D.C., and so they are a little worried that their swamp's being drained, and they don't want that going on. And Trump's not gonna do everything right. I already have some listeners, and I have mixed emotions about it myself, with what's going on with the pipeline, because it isn't my property they're coming through, and the government is using eminent domain with that, and so, you know, we're not going to agree with everything he does, and we're going to have to wait and see if the decisions that he makes are going to be the best or not. We just don't know. So, but he's something different, and they don't like that. And he's really, really, and I do love this, exposing the media for what the lies, and they just keep putting their foot in their mouth, and it doesn't seem to make any difference. But I do get a chuckle out of that. So, Dennis, I think we answered your question, didn't we?
Oh, good. Yes, I appreciated that. And my concerns are all of the rancor with these people who are going around with hammers and crowbars, busting up windows on private property, public property, mm-hmm. with their anarchist signs and dressed in black. And from what I understand also is that the government has their own men in black that may be turned loose. To deal with this as well. So, I'm hopeful that our economy is going to finally rebound and that the debt load will be relieved by whatever legal means is possible. I'll just leave it at that.
All right. I appreciate the call, Dennis. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, dear.
I don't think we can get rid of that debt too quickly.
No,
I know you and I have talked about that. But putting people back to work is certainly going to change the economy and the atmosphere. People back to work is going to change the atmosphere. As far as the rioters, I don't call them protesters when they're damaging property and burning and knocking out windows and turning over vehicles. That's riots. That's not peaceful demonstrations. And the rumors are, and I have an article that's very lengthy, that they are being funded for this. And if that is the truth, we need to go after the funding that's coming down to incite the rioting and what's going down. But that's another story. It's another issue. Again, if we know the truth of that, we just have to follow the money. But it's just something that is going on. And I'm like Dennis. I haven't seen it. I remember the Detroit rioting, and I remember some of the things that went on back in the 60s. But it wasn't like this. We seem to have an awful lot of people that are believing in big government and think big government can do it all for them and protect them and take care of them, and yet they don't want taken care of when we talk about borders. It's just craziness. There's no common sense to a lot of their logic, but that's another story for another day. But the economy is something that I think will make a big difference, and it'll make a big difference in the lives of the American people and their families.
Well, that's, you know, I don't think the economy is going to be so easily changed and fixed. We can bring jobs back into this country, but again, what are the wages? Mm-hmm. We're still going to have low wages. We're still going to have immigrants coming into this country accepting the lower wages. So to believe that we're going to have $25 and $30 hour wages and our health benefits paid for us, I think we're only kidding ourselves. There might be more jobs, but again, I question, will that truly benefit You know, maybe you'll be able to get two jobs. Maybe some people now can only have one, but will the wages rise? And that's what we need, is rising wages. But in order to have rising wages, we need to go back and fix our monetary policies. And that's not what anyone is willing to do. So again, and even if your wages do jump from $10 to 15 hours, what type of disposable income are you going to have when we have more inflation creeping back into this country? We have exported our inflation. With the imports that we brought in from China, the trinkets that people are able to buy at a lower cost, we exported our inflation. Well, we're not going to anymore. So that's why we will see inflation creep higher and higher into this country. Inflation never went away. It was always much higher than what the Federal Reserve claims and the government claims. It's always higher than that.
You know.
So again, what is the disposable incomes for the folks? We have to fix our policy, our monetary policy, before anything truly works. We have too much debt. It can't be paid. And God bless Mr. Trump. He wants to rebuild the nation's roads and bridges and increase the military spending, build walls. But who's going to pay for it?
Money has to come from somewhere.
To come from somewhere. And it isn't coming from anyone else but the taxpayer.
It's all
the taxpayer. And the taxpayer is close to being broke.
We are broke. We have a caller. We have Larry from South Park, Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Melanie. I got a question. These big banks, we had that big collapse of the housing market. What's going to happen when these big banks fail? Because I don't think we can go through that again of the housing market deal. I don't know how they can withstand a collapse like that.
Okay. Melody?
Well, they want to remove whether you agree with regulations or not. I mean, regulations were created in order to keep some of these bigger banks, and they're all in on it together as far as I'm concerned.
Yes,
but these regulations were created so they couldn't do what they did before in order to have another collapse like 2008. But the problems weren't fixed. They regulated so they couldn't lend, but they didn't fix any of the problems. And that's the problem.
Yeah.
It
was a quick fix. We're going into a break, Larry. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Anna visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit their website by going to DGFcoins.com. That's DGFcoins.com. Write this down. This is the number for her office, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit with her right here, right now, with any of your questions at 877-895-5410. And Melody and Beth Ann will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio. A Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty, Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists, yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7, or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20, or a wristband for $5, with two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Melody, you were kind of on a run there when we went into that commercial. You want to try and pick it up there?
And I've heard I heard this so-called analyst, newsletter writer, he's advising, and I'm not an advisor, but he was advising people to put, if they had lots of money, to put, take the limit of cash up to the banks. So if you had, the limit is $250,000, put $250,000 in that bank, $250,000 in a different bank, and if there's any troubles with these banks, the FDIC will come in and take care of you. Really? The FDIC is so underfunded, it has been for years, and I wouldn't give that type of advice to anyone unless they are a billionaire, you know, because then they can recover a little bit more quickly than the guy who's just holding, you know, $500,000. And these banks, they had the regulations, but they didn't fix any of the problems. There was hundreds of banks that failed, you know, 2008, 9, 10, and 11, and they created programs that they could be absorbed and to prevent, you know, people from not getting their money. Some people did lose their money. Some people lost some of their money. But they were happy that they got 50% of their money or 80% of the money. They didn't lose it all. And so we still have the problems. We are still in debt. We have a debt too great to be paid. The problems were just covered over. They create the illusion that everything is fine. Well, it isn't fine. And we will find out, and I think we'll find out pretty quickly. Yeah. We have, you know, Mr. Trump. I said he wants to do all this stuff, $1 trillion for, you know, building the infrastructure, the roads. Yeah, it needs to be done. This country is decayed. It's decaying at a rapid pace. But I said for a long time, you're going to see really things change in our economy come March when these budget requests begin coming through, and they're due out in a month or so. And if he requests these things, it's going to blow a huge gap in the federal budget. So, you know, that's when people will, and the markets, I believe, particularly gold, will truly react to what's going on, because this country is bankrupt. We've been bankrupt for a very long time.
Yes, we have, and people don't realize it, and they think that the money grows on trees, especially if the government's got it. But like you said, it always comes out of the taxpayer. It's always the taxpayer. We're the ones paying the bill. And so when we sit there and say, well, the government needs to do this and do that, then you're saying you and your neighbor need to put more money up. I have an article here, and I haven't read it in depth just yet, but it's the title of it, and I know that they're trying to do this, is San Francisco makes community college free to city residents. So the city residents, of course, who knows what that is, you know, they're going to get free college. You know, they've been doing these protests, and that's one thing they wanted when they were out there with Bernie Sanders. They wanted their education, their college free. Well, somebody's got to pay the professor. Somebody's got to pay to have the heat on and the cooling on and the lights on and the computers running and all that in those colleges. Somebody has to foot the bill. It can't just be free. And that's the same thing with Obamacare. They wanted everybody wanted health care. Everybody wanted this. They wanted a better deal. And it kind of went south real fast. But it's, you know, people aren't using any kind of common sense. We see what they're doing in D.C., and they're out of control. Financially, it's totally out of control. And most Americans are living that way, too, out of control. Mm-hmm. And that's what they want, you know. I go back to that, just kind of like, it's kind of, to me, it's like nails on a chalkboard when they tell us they're going to give us stimulus money, because they're not giving us anything. It was ours to begin with. And then they want you to spend it. Go stimulate the economy. Get out there and spend, spend, spend. And as people go farther and farther and farther in debt, I've got some kids that are really working hard at getting out of debt. You know, they still have some college debt. They have families. They have things going on. You know, the cars break down and all this and that. And they're trying very hard. And they're doing, Ramsey's, I think it is, you know, plan, and they're doing really well at it, but it's tough, and they've had to tighten the belt, but most Americans aren't living like that.
No, they're not, and just like, you know, Americans, and just like the government, sooner or later, the numbers are going to force everyone to take notice and to come grips with what's going on, and that we have a debt that can't be paid. Now, you can go in there and try to renegotiate the bonds and so forth, but that means people are losing lots of money. And so, you know, so we are between a rock and a hard place. And, hey, I get in trouble all the time. Well, you have to give Mr. Trump a chance. And, you know, with the jobs coming in, I get that. I do support him. But on the other hand, I also know what $20 trillion in debt means, and I also know that you can't keep spending, and I also know the conditions of how all of these programs have just put a glossy page, a glossy covering over everything. So we do have problems, and these problems can't be purchased away or taxed away by lowering taxes and so forth. So,
well, you know,
we've got problems.
You know, we might be saving a lot of money here in the near future, Melody, because, you know, they're going to defund all these sanctuary cities and states, and so we're going to save a lot of federal money because we're not sending it to them.
And savings is great in various places. You know, first thing I'd say about the immigrants is eliminate the welfare. You know, take away their programs. You know, don't let them, you know, as soon as they come in, they get money from the government. Well, stop it. Yeah. You know, anything that you can do to cut helps. On the other hand, it's not going to allow us to deal with the $20 trillion plus I mean, there's estimates of, underfunded liabilities up to $200 trillion.
That's another thing, with the immigration, and another hypocrisy is, I'm trying to think who all it was, but I remember it was Jerry Brown, who's really on this right now, I mean, he wants these refugees in here. He wants it. And Joe Biden, that's who it was, Vice President Joe Biden. But when he was senator, and I'm not sure if Brown was senator or governor back then, this was when we were taking in the refugees from Vietnam. They were adamant that we not take these people.
Mm-hmm.
They were just adamant. And these weren't terrorists. There wasn't any terror threat. And I know that some of them were sponsored by, like, the Lutheran churches and mm-hmm. different entities that they could brought them in. They set them up. Now, they might have got a little money from the government for that. I don't know. But I know that the churches took in a certain amount of these people, and they took care of them, helped them
yep.
learn the language, helped them get jobs. I don't have a problem with some of that. But here
no.
they were protesting that. I mean, viciously protesting that, but now it's a different situation.
Mm-hmm.
Totally. Just crazy. The hypocrisy. Well, what's going on? What if you, we're just about to enter the next segment here in just a few minutes. What's going on with the gold and the silver, and what should my listeners know?
Well, gold has gained in 7 of the past 9 days, so there's a lot of great momentum behind gold at the moment, and I think the technical perspective is also healthy, and again, there's a lot of demand globally for both gold and silver. This is the gold that extended its price with the first annual gain since 2012, and it is responding, I think, into the international and domestic policies of the administration. And again, I think things are changing, and even though things might be changing for the good, you're still going to have a lot of volatility, and again, I think this is where gold will perform. And I think we've seen, of course, I said this once before, I think we've seen the end of $1,100 gold, but today we had a nice, I don't know if I can pull my prices up here quickly, but we had a nice, another gain this morning. Gold was up $10.
Wow.
So another nice day. It came back a little bit from the high on the day, but still a great performance
all
for
right.
gold.
Well, we're going into a break, and we have a caller on hold. Hickman, if you'll just wait a little bit, we're going to go into a few commercial breaks here, and then we'll be right back. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's a sponsor of the show. Go to her website. They've got a wonderful, wonderful newsletter there that you can get all kinds of, glean all kinds of information. DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com. Write down the office number, 1-800-375-4188, or give her a call right here, right now at 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC
CitytalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSE Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She is a sponsor of the show. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com or give them a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. We have Hickman from Missouri on the line. Hickman, how are you today?
Hi, okay. I'm going to keep this real fast because it's late. I got in late on the program, so... And I got angry. I thought she was talking about Trump, but I understand her now. She wasn't. I agree that what she's saying is good. I'm gonna be real short. How would you fix this? I personally believe we've got to get a handle on this terrorism stuff. We're not gonna know a country, but I agree with we've got to fix this. I was curious on your plan. I might have missed it. I'm sorry. So I'll just let you answer. How would you fix? You know, all this stuff needs to be done, but we don't have the money. What would you do?
Prioritize, huh? Okay. Mm-hmm. Melody?
Well, I mean, there's so much that we don't know that it's kind of hard to you know, figure out a way to fix terrorism. But, I mean, I think Trump is on the right way. I do believe you need to put a stop. You need to regroup. You need to secure the borders. You need to do all these things. You do need to vet them. And that is the beginning process. So, I mean, he is doing the right thing. You know, I just think it's, you just have to, like Kelly said, you had to, he released it a little bit sooner. And I think Trump relies on a lot of these folks to give him the right advice, the right information and so forth, and he reacts. So, I think Trump needs to he needs to say you're fired. maybe that's what we'll get from Mr. Trump. He'll get rid of those that don't do their jobs properly or, thoroughly, maybe not properly, but thoroughly. So, that's what we have. We have to do. We can't create situations to make them want to react and so forth. And it truly is about negotiating and talking and so forth. So, but you can cut, you can stop funding. to these states, to these sanctuary cities. I mean, California said, hey, you know, we're going to, you know, they actually pay more to the federal government than the government pays them, from what I read. So, you know, you can't do it with California. But a lot of states, they really depend a lot on federal government money. And, hey, if they don't comply, you cut it. Now, that's going to hurt the people in the states. But the people in the states have to realize that it's the states, that their governments, their state government is at fault, you know, for not, you know. So, again, I think it brings out a lot. People are beginning to understand just how corrupt our government is. And it's all a beginning to fix things. So does that mean we're going to be 100% safe? We're never going to be 100% safe. And I don't think we can live our lives in fear. I mean, we just can't. I've had people over the years who get so fearful, afraid they're going to lose everything, their money, and they, because they listen to a lot of these people who promote fear. And you can't live that way.
You heard of Jay Sekulow? He was on TV.
Yes,
on Fox.
Yes.
Fox. He has a book out that says Russia and Iran, and I think there was one other country, have a real determined plan to take over the whole world. I know I may sound silly, but I believe it.
Well,
I believe that we know that there's evil in this world. If they can cut our heads off, they will. Trust me.
You're not being silly. You're not being silly.
I've lived in the world all these years. It's common sense. I know that's the way they are.
You're not being silly when you perk up your ears and pay attention. You got to keep all those things in your head and in your mind. You got to watch. I appreciate.
I'm a Christian too. That's where wisdom comes from. You want to remember that.
All right. Thank you, Hickman. I appreciate the call.
And I do believe we are facing war. I do believe war is going to be here sooner than later. I believe, particularly, I mean, look at the elections that are coming in the European Union. I mean, they're all going, for lack of a better term right now, populist. Marine Le Pen, she's heading right up there. Her first thing is, hey, we're out of the European Union. You know, she's going to govern like Trump. And so the elite, what do you think the elite's going to do to try and stop all of this?
Well, they're not.
Their answer is war.
Yeah, they're being aggressive over there to the anti of that, as just like the Democrats and
mm-hmm.
some of the rhinos right now that are a little upset. I call them globalist rhinos that that are upset with some of the things that Trump's wanting to do to secure the borders. I went off on a tangent yesterday, and I probably will again tomorrow because I promised my listeners we'd get back on that topic. But what we're seeing, this total lack of regard and respect for the position of the President of the United States. You know, I was critical of President Barack Obama, but I wasn't going to protest in the streets and throw rocks through windows, and I wasn't going to make comments on Twitter about somebody needs to assassinate him, because I don't believe in that.
I don't either.
That's what's going on right now, and I think it's not just here. We have publications in other countries that are doing that against our president. And I don't care if you like him or not. This is something against this country. It's not good. And I think we are, I don't like to think about it, but I think we are headed into some war, whether it'll be a declared war or what it'll be. But I think we're headed in some pretty rough times. And it's been getting set up for a long time, even from the time we went into Iraq. Now, I'm not going to just blame Obama. This has been going on for a very, very, very long time, several administrations. And the economy, oh, my, it goes way back. We can't just blame the last 8 years on it.
I mean, I do believe in cycles, and I can't recall the name of the book or by the authors, but it was one of the books that it was written about that Steve Bannon had written. Not written, but read. And this book indicated that there are war cycles every 80 years. Mm. And it's like, yeah, well, we're right at the number 80.
Yeah, we are. We are.
We're at the number 80. So it's like it is due. And America, we've been asleep for so long. We've had it good for so long.
We've been very comfy. Even through
very
these
comfy.
Rough years, we've been fairly comfortable. We are
Absolutely.
Almost out of time. We're down to about 30 seconds. We have talked and talked. We'll have you on again in 2 weeks. What? What have you? Do you have anything special?
I have, even though gold was up $8, $9, $10 this morning, and silver is higher. I'm going to run yesterday's special, $560. This is without the increase of prices today. A 1/10 ounce American gold eagle and 20 silver eagles, and includes your shipping costs, all for $560. And that's yesterday's before the price of gold went up today. So I still got some of those packages available.
All right, $560 for our 10th gold eagle, 1/10 gold eagle, and 20 silver eagles. Thank you so much, Melody, for all that you do here on CSC Talk Radio.
Thank you. You too, Beth.
Thank you. She will be back with us in 2 weeks as we all work together and try to figure this mess out. Because you know what? It's really up to you and me. We can't blame the politicians. We're the ones that put them in power. Democrat, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, every single one of them. From the local state to the Fed. It's up to you and me to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First it was our Native Americans, then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.